you guys are making your way back to the tavern, and you start to make your way up to the path, and just as I mentioned before we left, it's getting darker and it's getting foggier out, but eventually you make out the familiar form of the tavern off in the distance.
I'm going to go up to the door, give it a rat tap, a pat pat.
Barkeep, it's us!
You don't hear anything.
Is the door locked?
Shit.
Yeah, you try testing the doors out, and they don't seem to be opening.
Time for another B&E, boys.
Kind of strength check the door.
Yep.
I want to just kind of, as they're doing that, I want to kind of work my way around the side, look for some windows maybe.
Fucking 10.
Okay, you go and you kick the door and then you just kind of push yourself back off.
Man, doors are like the bane of your existence tonight.
You're having a bad day with doors, yeah.
They usually are for me. I don't know why I even bother.
The true enemy of Dungeons and Dragons. Doors.
Mm-hmm.
Can I try to jump through a window dramatically?
Ooh, a barrel roll.
Name that window and we'll start making some rolls.
This one, right
okay.
here.
Okay. Could I have you roll?
Yeah.
And athletics.
Oh, wait. Can I see the bartender through the window?
No.
Okay.
Any lights on inside, or?
That's too bad. If I could, I wouldn't do this, but is that a dexterity?
We're going to say
acrobatics?
Athletics check.
Athletics. Hell yeah.
He's going for that front flip.
25.
Okay, yeah, you jump right in. You go straight through it, and you do this beautiful little glide. Unfortunately, you do sort of get stuck like partway through because you're wearing cap-plate armor trying to do a barrel roll through a window into a tavern room, and it's not like it's a huge window, but you do kind of like start to pull yourself the rest of the way through, and eventually you find yourself on the floor surrounded by a bunch of shattered glass.
After I crawl into the glass, I'm still going to like stand up and pretend I landed like the Black Widow.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The
yeah.
leg out and everything?
Oh, leg is out. Okay, I'm going to go around and open the door for the boys.
Okay.
For the boys.
The boys.
You've opened that door.
Uh-oh. The bartender's nowhere to be seen, and someone left these cookies on the table.
Those are melted candles that are not actively lit.
I'm just covering for me eating a cookie.
Oh, okay, sure.
Does anyone have any objection to me running upstairs and barging into the door?
No, honestly, None. That was also my plan, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna knock.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Alright, I'm opening the door.
Take it off the hinges,
Joe. Okay, how are you opening said door?
How do you think? I'm gonna fucking bash it in.
Okay.
Crit. Nat 20.
Yeah, you go. This is the third time tonight you've tried kicking in a door. Your foot just makes contact with the door. The door just breaks off both of its hinges and flies inwards.
No chance.
And what do we see?
You see a single body on the bed in that room, and you can see that it is the Baron.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck is right. Decapitated?
Yeah. Despite the model of that's in front of you, yeah, there's no head on the body of the Baron.
Any sign of the boy?
No sign of the boy.
Clothes? Nothing? Like, his clothes he was wearing?
No, his clothes. I mean, like, they each have their own respective gear here. Yeah. But it's not like the boy's running around naked, if that's what you're wondering.
Oh.
Sure, okay, yeah. Okay.
Can I look under the bed?
Sure.
I want to see if there's any weird occult shit written on the
Gio's
floor.
Gio's bummed, but he's also low-key relieved that the Baron won't be writing a sternly worded letter to the guardsman, because he already has a behavioral hearing coming up regarding the last holiday investment. So
it's also
sometimes problems take care of themselves.
real bummer this guy lost his head, but at the same time, it saves me a lot of paperwork.
It also, I mean, like, yeah. Immediate problems, it does take a person off of your suspect list, too. So, I mean, like, there's a number of reasons why this might be great.
Sure.
That means that the madame is now single, so.
and the lady's now single, Joe.
Oh, no.
He's gonna sleep with the witch. Okay. What did you roll there, Mordecai?
I just investigated under the bed for any weird occult symbols.
Yeah.
That may or may not be written on
yeah,
the floor.
Yeah, there's a goddamn pentagram on the floor. Is that what you're looking for, Brennan?
Yeah.
So you're looking for a pentagram? There's a pentagram under the bed.
It's the sign of the witch.
Really?
There is occult activities in this town.
Oh, a lot of different religions, pentagrams mean different things.
I know, but in this configuration, it's the bad one.
With the decapitated body?
Oh, no!
Well, I mean, I don't think you'd know that unless you did a religion check.
I hang out with Giovanni.
Giovanni is going to do a religion check real quick.
Yeah, okay.
12.
Yeah, it's the bad one.
No!
I told you!
Not again!
I took that book you gave me very seriously. I know what I'm talking about.
These revelations are coming so quickly and so aggressively now. Should we try to track this witch down?
Yeah, but where would she go?
The woods.
Maybe she didn't kill her husband. Maybe she took her kid and went to safety to hide.
Like at their villa?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, let's go to the villa.
Yeah.
Let's make this quick. This night's just getting worse.
Well, I mean, not for us.
Yeah, maybe for the Baron.
I got 2 free beers out of this place.
Hold on, guys. Before we go, the bartender lives here, right?
Yeah.
So should we try and find him?
Yeah, good call.
He might want to know. I take it that he lives in one of these rooms off to the side of this hall or something, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, that's a safe assumption.
Sure, let's just start banging on doors, I guess.
Okay, you start banging on doors. Nobody responds at any of the doors.
Shit, all right, really?
Everybody up! Can I try a performance? Bang my sword on my shield really loud. I don't know, what's the loudest thing Gio could do?
I think it's just talking.
Yeah, I need a horn.
Yeah, you know what? You need a horn.
Barring not having a horn, I guess I'll just...
Oh, shit, no. I'll just cantrip cast message to Maurice.
Okay.
And see if he responds. So I'll try and focus on him.
Hey, Maurice. Hey, you still alive? You can respond to this message.
Okay, so you reach out with message, and you're trying to find the consciousness of Maurice, and you think that you find it, and you start speaking out to it, but you don't hear anything back. No words, at least, but it sort of sounds like struggling.
Oh, let's kick some doors in.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Val's going to pick whatever door's close to him and strength check, kick at it.
All right, let's see what you got there, Val.
Can I just start kicking doors?
Yeah, start
in,
kicking.
What are we
if
doing
that's
here?
What you're doing,
yeah,
start kicking some doors. Yeah. Let's see some doors
Hell
fly.
Oh yeah, let's kick these. Am I in front of a door?
No, you're not.
Val, realizing the urgency of the situation, goes, "Yeah!" and unleashes a mighty 7 on the nearest door.
Okay, you get thrown back from the door.
Yeah.
You feel really embarrassed.
Did you try to open it first?
No, I didn't. But yeah, I'm gonna try and open that one.
Which one are you trying to open?
The one that I just assaulted.
Which one is that? You're not standing in front of a door.
He is.
I can't see where I am, man.
Isn't he? Isn't this a door?
No, that's not a door.
What about this? This
that
this
is
gray
a door.
Thing. Is
yep,
that a door?
There's a door there. You kicking that in?
Can I try opening it?
Yeah, sure. Try opening it.
Does it open?
It's not locked. It opens.
Amazing.
There you go.
There's no one in here.
Nobody in there.
Next door. Opening it.
This one is locked.
I fucking strength check.
Do it.
Crit fail.
All right. Crit fail table, please.
Oh, when it goes, it really goes, eh? Trip, roll dex, or fall.
Okay, roll dex save.
And I rolled a 9.
Okay, you fall on the ground.
Oof!
All right, what else are you guys doing?
This is the final door that we haven't been able to get into?
No, there's another one here.
There are 2 doors. You haven't been able to get into the mid one and the one that's in front of Giovanni right now.
You guys work on that one. I'm going to try to bust this one open.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to roll on the other door again.
I really...
Can I try and help Val in some way? Like, can we, like, double shoulder
double it up?
Bump
sure,
a door?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'll just give you advantage on the roll as, like, a help action?
Okay, that sounds good.
Or actually, which one of us has the higher strength?
You.
I think I'm at 0.
Well, it's better than me.
Okay.
I'll help you, Mordecai.
Okay. Ability check at advantage. That was advantage?
That was with advantage. That means you must have rolled 2 nat ones.
Well,
yeah, that's
you brutal. Rolled 2. Okay. All right. Bad stuff's happening, Mordecai. Okay.
On an ability check, not from spellcasting.
It's
90. Hit self, normal damage, and stun.
Okay. All right. You are stunned for the next 10 minutes, I'm putting this. 2 nat ones is a bad time. Next 10 minutes, you're stunned on the ground.
Okay.
The 2 of you go rushing towards the door. Val, you just kind of stop at the last second and be like, oh, look, there's a penny on the ground. And then Mordecai keeps running forward, and he hits the door, flies back, and he ends up just, like, being paralyzed on the ground.
Mordecai, no.
You just got, like, little cartoon Mordecai dolls dancing around my head.
Yeah. Okay, what are you doing there, Gio? You kicking that door in?
What do you think I'm doing? Of course I'm kicking that door in, baby.
That's better.
13?
Yeah, you kick the door in.
Hell nice. Yeah. What do I see?
You see a body.
Oh, no.
Shh.
You can see that it's Maurice the barman. He's laying on the bed, but his head is still intact.
Stabbed? Like, or...
And he's dead? For sure he's dead?
check for a pulse.
You're not completely sure. His eyes are completely open and he's stunned, just laying in his bed, not moving at all, gazing up into nothing.
I'm gonna lay hands on this motherfucker for five.
All right, you heal him for 5 hit points. Your hands glow and you can feel the energy seep into him, but he doesn't move.
Oh.
Petrified?
Can I try lesser restoration upon him?
Yeah, you can do that.
Ooh.
So lesser restoration, let's just read that out for a second.
You touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
Okay.
He's paralyzed.
With your hand still on him, you reach out to him, and the energy changes from a golden kind of light to a cool blue one. And as it reaches into him, all of a sudden, Maurice takes a deep breath.
He got him. He got the Baron.
Who?
The horseman.
Slap. I want to slap it.
Okay, you slap him.
Speak clearly and concisely.
The horseman got him and took the wife and kid.
Where did they go?
I don't know. I saw them heading in the direction of the old forest.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I saw him and I couldn't move.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Gio.
You just healed the guy.
It's a pretty slick story.
To break his legs, just to make sure he doesn't get away. All right, well, they're probably in the woods by the church, right? Like, that's... Fuck, I don't know. Like, is the trail not run cold at this point? Like, how do we follow them?
We go into the woods and listen for screams?
Wander in the old forest and let them find us.
Do we have any mounts outside?
I mean, we've got Val.
I did see a horse outside of the bar. I don't know if that was just decoration.
And we had a carriage. Carriage has 2 horses, probably.
Yeah, but I think that was chartered.
Ah.
That carriage fucked off.
God, we're so poor. Chartered carriage, like a bunch of peasants. Ugh.
All right, what are you doing?
Am I unstunned yet?
Do we just run out of the forest?
You just left Maurice coughing in his bed and wandered off.
And Mordecai on the
ground. I didn't leave him anywhere. I cured him for 5 and cured him of paralysis. I'm not leaving him anywhere. Like, he doesn't have any information about where they went. It's time for action. No more time for words.
Yeah, I hear that, Gio.
I am on board as soon as Mordecai wakes up.
Oh, wait. What's happening?
Mordecai knocked himself out for 10 minutes.
Knocked himself out pretty good on that door there.
I'll carry Mordecai then.
Cool.
He's not too heavy for Gio to carry.
Okay.
Is he?
You have now, you've now been equipped with 1 glass cannon.
The 3 of you make your way downstairs and towards the front of the building, I guess. What are you doing when you get there, though?
Val, could you turn into a dog or something with tracking ability?
I was just looking at that, actually. Yeah, no, I'm going to...
A bear so you can attack?
Yeah, I'm going to do a dog.
And well, bears have really good senses of smell, too. Just saying. In the real world.
And they can F people up.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, we'll do... I should be able to do a bear.
And can I get on this horse and throw throw Mordecai on it till he wakes up?
Yeah, fuck it. You guys got a horse now. Let's just move this along.
Hell yeah.
Let's see what Val has for pets here. Does he have a bear? I got a black bear for you. Yo, you want a black bear or a brown bear?
They don't have anything perception, it looks like, though, eh?
Keen smell.
Keen smell. They do, too. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Brown bear. Fine. Yeah.
Bam. Bear.
I want to go cruise up and... sniff the bed then. Try and
oh, you're
up
going
on,
back up.
Lady,
okay. All right. So, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I'm just going to. Well, I don't know what
this
to do with
this. This bed's too cold.
Theater of the mind.
Okay, so, Val, you are now a bear. Bear goes upstairs. Can I get you to roll a perception check with advantage?
Sure. Absolutely, I can.
Maurice, like, as you're walking up the stairs, Maurice starts to make his way out his door. Looks at you as a bear and then just backs into his door and closes it behind him and then don't see him anymore.
17.
Okay, you got the scent. Okay. You got the scent of the silver flints. And you make your way back down the stairs and you head towards the front door. Can I have you roll a survival check with advantage?
Sure.
Nice.
Nat 20.
Yeah, goddamn. Yeah, you pick out that scent. You could pick it out of a pile of scents. That's how good those scents are. And you can see that it's leading directly away from the tavern and into the woods. Okay. You start barreling after it, and as you do, Rakai and Giovanni on the back of this horse that they found, I guess, that I just left outside this tavern.
Never leave shit outside the tavern. Yeah. I'm going to find it.
You're going to find it. And they just start going right after you.
Is there some kind of trail, obviously, that we can follow into this old patch of woods so we can kind of just thunder along at top speed?
Yeah.
Well, when bears move through brush, they tend to clear a pretty good path.
True that.
That's true. Yeah.
The three of you are making your way through the forest now as it's getting darker and darker around you. And you find that the fog has lifted all around, and you can see that you are surrounded by trees, but you can barely make them out. All of varying sizes and creepiness as they are sort of reaching out towards you. But you can tell that the trail leads on. And even looking down, Val, you can see that there are footprints on the ground. Footprints in front of you. And they seem to be leading further into the forest.
Footprints, not hoofprints.
No, footprints.
Interesting. I'm still a bear, so I can't relay that, but I'm just gonna...
Yeah, let's fuck him up.
Press on.
So moving into this forest, you can see that, yeah, there's a forest. Goddamn forest around you. Giovanni has lit a torch because I said he is, and I don't want to remove the light around him.
Of course.
Yeah, that seems like his kind of thing. And as you do, you find yourself suddenly in a clearing. The clearing surrounded by a great cliff going down into what looks like a sinkhole or a swamp in the middle of it. And as you get closer, you can make out the form of what appears to be a huge leafless tree standing in amongst it all.
Oh.
Well, I've seen Sleepy Hollow.
Is he going to pop out of the tree? It's going to be nasty.
Has Mordecai awakened?
Yeah, I think by this point, Mordecai has awakened.
Ugh, I gotta stop getting hit in the head.
Some serious face trauma today, Mordecai.
Yeah, having a real rough go.
I swear, I miss my hat.
You miss
at least then I had some cushion.
Yeah, it was kind of like a cat's whiskers, too. It would kind of let you know where things end.
Right?
Ugh.
Val, I detect great evil here. Any objections to starting a forest fire?
I mean, these are pretty dead.
Yeah, so,
Val's a bear, though, so he can only go,
Only you can start forest fires.
Go up a little closer.
Okay.
I'll also follow Mordecai.
Okay. And I presume that Val's also there, too.
Oh, yeah, what's all this, then?
Reaching towards the center of this clearing here, you can see that there's a great oak in amongst all of it. And off to the side of it, you can make out two forms. One, the form of Timmy, and the other form of Madam Silverflint as they make their way towards the front. And Timmy seems to be held by Madam Silverflint. Only Val can really see them at this point because everybody else has kind of wandered away.
Really? Oh, they're over there. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Nailed it. Awesome.
We'll work our way back after hearing him growl.
Ah, the three of you made your way here. You think that you're going to stop me?
I'm going to cast message to Timmy.
Is it the boy or the woman speaking?
It's the woman. The boy actually seems to be being held by the woman. And as you look closer, you can see that she is holding up a knife to his neck.
Okay, I'm definitely casting message to Timmy going, don't worry, kid. We do this all the time. Just relax.
I'm aiming my crossbow at her head. I think I can pull it off.
All right, the kid screams out, I think she's going to fucking kill me. I'm so scared.
It's all right. It's all right. Gonna be fine.
Does he still have the doll? And does the doll do any magical tricks?
Ooh, I do not recall.
The doll gave me a +1 ability score increase.
Yeah, which you now lost.
So, no, it's just a doll.
You lost because you no longer have the doll on your person.
All right, I want to line up this shot. I think I can get her.
You wouldn't dare. You fire that trigger, and I'll slit his throat.
That actually happens way more than you think it would in our line of work.
Oh, I've got an idea. Josh, tell me if this will work or not.
No, you have to decide beforehand if you're going to do it or not.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to use a sorcery point to cast a subtle spell.
Mm-hmm.
And the spell I want to cast is my mage hand. And I want to cast it on top of the knife in between the boy and the woman to try and, like, yank it away.
Yank it, away from his neck? Nice.
And if he does that, can I get an advantage on a crossbow shot?
She's distracted.
I'll allow it. Okay, Mordecai, you do that. She's going to resist the pull of the knife. She's going to roll a strength check to kind of fight that.
Okay.
She rolled an 18. Mordecai, you want to contest that with your...
What, would that just have my strength?
Yeah, just using yours.
Well, that's screwed then. Yeah, 7.
Yeah, she manages to just kind of dispel that pretty easily. And you can see the blade is now racing closer towards Timmy. Giovanni, take the shot.
I want to yell as I'm taking the shot. Sparrow, put him down.
Ooh.
16 to hit.
It hits her right in the shoulder. The shoulder that's holding the knife?
Damage?
Yeah, sure. It hits her right in the shoulder that's holding the knife. And she drops the knife as you yell out, Sparrow.
And that's 3-11 damage.
All right. She cries out and falls back away from Timmy. Timmy gets pulled over with her, though, but he's kind of scrambling in her legs. What do you do?
Can I charge in there and just try to break him up?
Yeah.
Timmy, get over here. Come on.
Or throw Timmy at Gentle Ben and he'll... He'll help the boys get.
Put him on the back of Gentle Ben.
Okay, so you reach over and you try to grab Timmy as he's kind of struggling with Madam Silverflint. And she screams out at you, No, you cannot have him! I won't let you! And as she screams that, the tree starts to move. And suddenly, from the center of the tree, it's like the tree itself is splitting in half, pulling itself in half from the center, and a form starts to take shape out of it. It's a man, or at least it appears to be a man. Approximately your height and build, Giovanni.
A Hessian?
And as it steps out of this tree, you can see that, yes, indeed, there is a goddamn pumpkin on its goddamn neck. And it starts making its way towards you. Everybody roll for combat.
Four.
14 for Val.
And 17.
Okay, first up is you, Mordecai.
Cool. I don't like you, but I'm more worried about Timmy. Oof. I'm going to cast my Earthen Grasp and grab Timmy and pull him towards me. So not an attack roll. I don't want to hurt him.
You crush Timmy to dust.
Yeah.
Well, it's either that or I cast it on Miss Sparrow and I pin her to the ground with it.
That's not a bad plan.
I was thinking about doing that, mate, so... Get Timmy out of there.
So I'll okay. grab her with the hand.
Okay.
And
all right, roll or summon the spell.
She makes a strength save.
Okay. Where are you placing this hand down?
Right on top of her.
Okay.
I mean, Gio didn't come here to save kids. He came here to apprehend a murderer. So that's what I'm going to be focused on.
This is my secondary objective. So she has to make a strength saving throw on a failed save. She takes 2d6, and she's got to beat a 16, because that's my spell DC.
Okay. She rolled an 11.
Cool. 7 damage.
All right, she takes 7 points of damage.
She is now restrained and cannot move.
Okay.
Free action. Timmy, come on! Come on, over here!
All right, the figure strides towards you, Giovanni, and pulls a great, great sword from its belt and swings down.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck. All right. Yeah. You guys just want to say that you won this battle already, or you want to go through the motions of this?
No, let's go through the motions.
That was a cool effect.
Okay, next up, it's you, Val.
Okay, Tim, sir. I guess Bear Val is going to go and attack the headless horseman.
Okay, you run up around Giovanni, and you start coming at the horseman from his left side. What do you do when you get to him?
I'm reading here. Bears get 2 attacks.
Hey, multi-attack.
One with the bite, one with the claws.
Okay.
Bam, bite and claws. Here we go. Bam, thank you. Bite.
23.
Oof.
10 damage. Figure it out with the claws here. Bam. 16.
And damage.
12.
Okay, so the bite did hit, the claws did not, though. So you come down with your mouth, Ben, and you just chomp right down onto his shoulder, and you start crunching into it, and yeah, he takes that 10 points of damage.
But the claws don't, cut it.
Yep, they do not cut it. Teeth do, though. All right, next up, it is Madam Silverflint. So she is restrained right now.
Yep, but she can repeat the saving throw at the end of her turn.
Yeah, she can. She casts Misty Step.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say anything about her not being able to cast spells, so. Unless it requires the movement of her hands.
Nope, she disappears and okay, reappears up on a tree branch, because why the fuck not? That's exactly where she is.
Hey, cool.
Yep, and she's doing that right at you. And that's her turn, because she had to cast it as a spell, and like some people, she doesn't get that as a bonus action. And last up is you, Giovanni.
Well, fucking, this guy's clearly undead, so it's good for me. I'm gonna go ahead and smack him with a long sword, and I'm also going to declare that I will be using Divine Smite on this motherfucker as well.
Yeah.
Oh!
Are you telling me you didn't prepare a turn undead?
For 20? So first attack's 20. I'll roll damage for that. 11. Let's hit him with a little bit of that Divine Smite for 12. Second longsword attack. 12. So that misses.
Okay. So he takes 23 points of damage. And back at the top of the turn order, it's your turn, Mordecai.
Okay. Does Timmy have a turn order? Is he going to run out of the way?
No, Timmy's not in the turn order. He's just a free agent.
Okay.
Unless you're going to give the kid a knife and send him back in.
No, I'm just wondering if he had, like, if he
no.
had...
Absolutely.
He's already traumatized, okay? His dad got decapitated.
Can I bonus action throw him my crossbow? Terminator 2 style?
Yeah,
see,
okay.
I was hoping he was going to run away, but okay.
Well, I mean, he might do that, but he doesn't really have, like, a hard turn in here. You just have to... You can do that as, like, a free action, and maybe he'll duck out.
Here, kid, shoot your stepmom. Oh,
okay, you toss him the crossbow, and he said, "Thanks, mister!" And, yeah, Timmy's in the turn order now. God damn it. Here we are.
This kid rules.
I rolled at the very bottom of the turn order, so... Alright, here we go.
When this campaigns and we have the 20 years in the future flash forward, that Timmy's just a badass mercenary now.
Yeah, Timmy's a contract killer because he killed his stepmom.
when he was six. He's the Halloween villain. He's just a serial killer.
So, Mordecai's going to move, so he's got line of sight on Pumpkinhead, seeing him as, like, the major threat here. And I'm going to put out both of my hands, not finger guns this time, and I'm just focusing really, really hard, like, go away, go away, go away, and I cast Banishment.
Okay.
You attempt to send one creature that you can see within range to another plane of existence. The target must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be banished. If the target is native to the plane of existence that you are on, you banish them to a harmless demiplane. While there, the target is incapacitated. They remain there until the spell ends, at which point the target reappears in the space it left. If it's native to a different plane of existence than the one you're on, the target is banished with a faint popping noise, returning to its home plane. If the spell ends before 1 minute has passed, the target reappears. And I'm going to cast this at fourth level.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
You're casting this on Luke?
On Pumpkinhead, man.
All right, Constitution saving throw.
Charisma saving throw.
Okay.
Beat a 16. Please don't.
How much charisma could he have? He doesn't have a head.
I mean, nobody really likes him.
16.
Oh. Meets it, beats it. Okay, that went off. It didn't happen.
All right, you fired it off at him, and you can start to see, like, the light crisp around him and this beam start to penetrate his chest. And as it does, he just starts to, like, fill in on himself, like he's kind of getting crushed, but eventually the strength kind of takes too much out of you and you let go, and as you do, you can see him kind of pull himself back up and the light just leave his torso.
Alright, bonus action, I'm going to spend 4 sorcery points to regain my 4th level spell slot.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Alright, next up is the knight. He's going to stab at you again, Giovanni, because that's sort of his deal.
Are his teeth filed into points?
They are filed into points because it's a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling he's very Walken-esque.
Does the 20 hit you?
My armor class is 20, so...
Does a 22 hit you?
22 does hit me.
You take 14 points of damage.
Ooh, that's not ideal. That's okay, though.
Okay, all right, next up is... Yuval.
So I think I'm going to stick it out in bear mode for a moment, and I think I want to climb up after the lady here.
Bears are actually really good climbers, too.
Yeah, I know that's in real life. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know if that applies here as well. I know that you got a lot of speed and strength, though, so...
Does it have a climbing speed under speed?
It doesn't have... No, but the bear doesn't have...
Can I get your roll on athletics check as the bear? Val, so open up your bear sheet and
sure.
Athletics away. Climb that tree.
Let's do it. 13.
Okay, you barrel straight towards the tree and you start scraping at it to try and pull yourself up. You get maybe 15 feet up, but you start to lose your strength and your momentum as you start to pull yourself up and you start to slide back down.
Aw, man, that's like the polar opposite of what you wanted.
How dare you?
Well, seeing as I couldn't get her, and I'm besides the horseman, can I still make an attack at him, or?
That was your action.
Can bears do any bonus actions?
Nope.
Shit.
Yeah, you know that it's sort of funny, but bears don't get a lot of multi-attacks or multi-actions, I suppose. Okay, next up. That'll be Madame Silverflint. She doesn't like that you're climbing up after her, Val. She takes a step down the branch, and she casts Lightning Bolt.
Mm.
Oh, and we're in a line, too. Shit.
The devil has made you strong.
Yep. A stroke of lightning forming a line 100 feet long and 5 feet wide blasts out from you in a direction you choose. Each creature in the line must make a dexterity saving throw, and a creature takes 8d6 lightning damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one.
Oof.
The lightning ignites flammable objects in the area that aren't being worn or carried.
Saving throw?
Yep.
Are you all within,
I mean, she'd get my foot, right? So.
Oh, crit fail on that.
13.
I rolled a crit fail on that dexterity saving throw.
You're going to have a bad time.
12 for Bear
now,
Val.
Here's the funny thing. If he rolls on the fail table and falls prone, would he fall underneath the lightning?
That's not what he's rolling. That's not what the nat 1's for, though. The okay. DC was 17, so everybody fails it.
Oh, Josh is having fun with this spell.
I'm worried I'm gonna kill you guys. You each take 25 damage.
25 damage? Woo! That's okay. It's fine.
I take double that, though, don't I?
What?
So I'm dead.
Why?
So it's just referred to as an automatic fail. You just take 25 points of damage. You don't get double damage against you.
All right, you're not dead.
Okay. Do I roll on the table?
No, because that would have been for if you were doing an action.
Okay, that sucked. I'm going to grab a charge out of that, though.
Okay, yeah, you got some lightning building up in your tummy, your tum-tum. And that is her turn, and next up is you, Giovanni.
Well, I have two attacks. I'm going to take one of those, and I'm going to refract that energy she just shot at me at her using my planar guard plate armor.
Do you have enough charges built up, or how many charges do you need?
Spend up two, so I think it's just one.
Okay.
But I believe I have two now, but I'm just going to use the one she shot at me to shoot back at her. One action. As action, you can spend up to three charges to release harnessed energy in the form of a blast of magical force. For each spent charge, you make a ranged spell attack against one target within 120 feet of you. If you're not having a spellcasting ability monitor, you can use strength or dexterity instead. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 plus your proficiency bonus force damage. I will use both my thing. Both my charges in that case, because it's still one action, one attack, even if it's two, right?
Yeah, I think that. Okay. Yeah, so that's like
so,
two attacks. So you're gonna fire
so
off some beams.
What do I roll for that?
You're gonna use a ranged
spell attack.
Now you don't have a spell book, of course, so just use a ranged attack.
What's a paladin spell casting ability? Wisdom?
Charisma.
Oh, charisma. Okay, so it'd be the d20 plus your charisma, dude.
For the...
Yeah, so roll a d20, and your charisma's a +3.
Spell?
Well,
it's +2. No. Oh, it gave me my proficiency bonus, so 20 minus 2.
Okay, so 18. Yeah, you hit her.
Nice, so that's a d10 plus my proficiency.
Okay. Well, 2d10, right? You're doing 2... Or wait, that's for the first attack. Yeah.
No, with the second attack. The first one went wide. 3 plus 3.
Awesome. Yeah, 6 hit her damage. For 6 lightning damage.
All right, now I'm going to swing at the pumpkin man.
You already did 2 attacks.
No, you can use up to those attacks count as one.
All right, we'll work out the details of that later. Yeah, swing at the pumpkin man.
14.
You miss.
All okay. Right.
Next up, pumpkin man. No, I lied. I just wanted to go pumpkin man first. Next up is Luke. Luke's going to take a step away from Pumpkin Man, and he's going to shoot at Pumpkin Man with the crossbow that Giovanni just gave him. And he's going to be doing this without Giovanni's proficiency bonus. He rolled a 17.
Natural.
Does that hit Pumpkin Man? No, Pumpkin Man has more than 17 AC.
Fuck.
All right, nice try. Nice try there, kid.
Should have aimed for his mom.
Yep, should have aimed for his mom. All right, Mordecai, you're up.
Okay, I don't want to banish again just yet. So I'm going to return the favor. I'm going to go in between Pumpkin Man and Luke. Or actually, can I enter Luke's space because he's smaller than me?
His name's Timmy.
Timmy, sorry. Sorry.
Why not? Yeah.
All right, I'm going to push him behind me, and I would like to cast Lightning Bolt.
Okay.
In an upward arcing fashion.
A bold move, Cotton. Will it pay off?
I'm hoping it arcs above Val.
Yeah, I mean, he did slide back down. Okay, what do I got to roll for this?
Saving throw, dexterity, DC 16.
Pumpkin Man takes the hit.
Nice.
The Madam, 17.
Ah. Okay, so she's going to take half.
Okay, what's the damage?
16. So he takes the full 16, she takes 8.
Okay.
How do you like it?
That one wasn't so bad!
And, we're good for wild magic.
Okay. Next up is the Pumpkin Boy. He's going to swing at you, Giovanni.
Probably should have healed myself.
You probably should have healed yourself, yeah.
Whatever. I'm feeling lucky.
All right. Rolled a 16. That misses. He rolls a 9. That also misses. Cool round.
I'm invincible.
You're back. Val, it's your turn. You got Pumpkin Man to the right. You're trying to climb up. The lightning just shot over your head. That was weird.
I really wanted to get up there, man, and throw her off, bear style, swat her off that branch. But you know what? I think I'm going to have to turn my attention to the pumpkin guy here.
Okay.
Give him the old bite-claw combo here. So bite.
Oh, Josh, that hand would have been dispelled because I definitely broke concentration.
Fair enough.
17 won't hit, eh?
17 will not hit, no.
Plus 19.
19 does hit. Show me what you got.
6.
All right. All right, yeah, so he takes those hits. That's he didn't care much for that. It is now Madam Silverflint's turn. She's going to cast Firebolt down on you, Mordecai.
Not fire.
And her son?
I'm standing in between.
Well, yeah, you know, that's fair. That's
I'm
good.
I'm going to be his shield.
Sure, protect the child.
Will somebody please think of
so,
the
like,
children.
I'll see it coming, and I'll just open my arms up. I've got you.
In the arms of Mordecai. She rolls a 23.
Oh, 100% hits. That's 10 more than my AC.
Yeah, you only take 4 points of damage.
It's the sign of the pentagram.
All right, we're not down yet. Cool.
And next up, Gio. It's you.
I'm going to kill this pumpkin guy. Long sword.
You're going to try.
First hit's going to be with Divine Smite.
Yeah.
15.
Does not hit.
Does not hit. Critical fail.
All right, crit table.
That one is hot tonight.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I didn't have time to charge up my shield either.
Ooh, that's a bad.
We've been cursed.
Fall and become stunned for 1d4 rounds.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. All right. Roll 1d4.
1.
Okay, so you're just stunned for 1 round.
Okay. Ooh, not so bad.
All right.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Honestly, it couldn't get worse, though. I mean, it could get worse, actually. It is.
Yeah, 4 times
it is
worse.
Timmy's turn. Timmy pushes you out of the way and he says, "Get out of my way, sir. I got a bone to pick." And he takes a step to the side.
You got this.
Aims a shot at Madam Silverflint. And he's going to shoot at her with Giovanni's crossbow.
Just take a deep breath and release.
Witches get stitches.
And he fires.
Man, Mordecai's adopting this.
He rolled a 24. Well, actually, he rolled a 21 because he doesn't have Giovanni's +3 proficiency on that. Yeah, he hits her.
Fuck.
That's 9 points of damage. She takes that hit. She now has a second crossbow bolt in her other shoulder, and she starts to fall backwards off of the branch.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Fall damage.
She's not falling yet, but she is in that direction.
Okay. Val, knock the tree when it's your turn. Make sure she does.
Mordecai, it's your turn.
All right. So I look over. I'm real proud of the kid.
Yeah, good job.
And I'm going to look back and notice that Giovanni is, like, just dazed. Jeez. And I'm going to try and cash banishment again on Pumpkinhead. So charisma 16.
All right, let's give this another go.
Fucking fail, man. Please. I don't have enough sorcery points to get that back.
Yes!
Okay.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, you wanna paint me a word picture this time around?
Oh my god. So, yeah, he's gonna reach out with his hands again, the same way he did last time. And, just under his breath, he's like, go away, go away, go away. And on the last time that he says it, the tattoos flare up, and there's just like this popping sound, and the guy just disappears.
Okay. How long is he gone for? So, is it now forever, or is it just...
No. I have to concentrate on this for 1 minute, and if my concentration is broken, he comes back.
Oh.
But after 1 minute, if it's not broken, he's gone for good.
All right, the clock is running.
Back to whatever plane. So, protect me.
Okay. So he's out of combat, unless Mordecai gets pushed or something. Giovanni, in front of you, suddenly the knight disappears. A giant beam came flying out of the right-hand side of your peripheral vision, hits the knight, he started to glow, and you could see him shrink on himself, and as he did, he started to kind of crumple, and then all of a sudden, pop, gone. Val, it's your turn.
Wow.
Whoa, Josh, question.
Yo.
Do I still have movement?
Yeah, you're fine, do it. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I want to fucking, bolt behind a branch or something so I'm out of line of sight.
All right. You have to describe to me where you are going.
Okay, I'm going to move closest to the branch that Geo and Pumpkin Man are standing on,
okay.
Or were standing on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to slump down using it for cover.
Okay. It's sort of like maybe 3 to 4 feet in diameter, like kind of coming out of the ground, so you can kind of hunker down a bit there. It's not great cover, but it is something.
Cool.
Val, it's your turn.
Okay, hey, what's the, silversmith here? What's the status of her falling off the tree?
Aerosmith looks like she's about to fall off. But she's still kind of, it looks like she's kind of trying to balance herself on there.
I don't like that about to.
Shake the tree.
Yeah, I'm gonna just beat,
gonna beat the shit out of that tree?
Jank into the tree, beat on it, roar it, roar at it, try and just
You want to roar at the tree?
Anything to try and get her balance off.
Slam it, man. Like
slam. No, I'm doing that. I'm
it.
Slamming
yeah.
it. Just going.
That's nuts.
Hitting this thing like a punching bag. It's bear force.
A bear can weigh up to 1,500 pounds. You throw all that force at a tree.
Okay, all right. Well, attack the tree, Ben.
Attack the tree. I'll give it, maybe claw would be more appropriate.
Give it the claw.
Hoping I can knock her off and go revenant on her ass. Claws. Attack the tree. 21.
All right, yeah, you hit the tree. Do some damage.
Do some damage to that tree?
Damage that tree.
8 points of damage to that
Eight
tree.
8 points of damage. Are you doing anything else to the tree?
No, I'm trying to... What's the lady doing? I was hoping to save my other one
for
her.
Well, here's what I'll do. Okay, so you hit the tree. She's going to need to make a dexterity save or fall off the tree because you hit it. If you hit it again, she will need to make that dexterity saving throw at disadvantage. Assuming that you hit the tree properly and have enough damage to it. So
sure.
A little bit of gambling here. I'm letting you make a choice.
I like that. I like that. I like that. I was hoping to, like I said, I was hoping to kind of just go, like, you know, with the revenant on her. But, you know.
Get over here, Leo.
With the bite. Yeah, you know what?
You hitting it or what?
Yeah.
Do it, you coward.
Do
no,
it.
Let's do it. I'll bite. I'll hit the tree. I'll be a team player.
Maybe she'll land on her neck and die.
Yeah. You can always eat the corpse.
That'd be sweet, too. Geo.
That fall would, damage yeah, in D&D okay. is terrible, so.
Attacking the tree with 11.
You hit the tree. The tree's not really trying to duck out of the way. It ain't no whomping willow.
I don't think the tree's putting up much of a fight.
Does the bear get an advantage against the tree? You know, like. For
oh God.
Blessing
her. All right, you do 6 points of damage. Okay, she's going to.
Yes.
She is going to fall. Well, she's not going to fall. She's going to make a acrobatics check
yes.
at disadvantage. She rolls a 12. She starts to fall with 2 crossbow bolts in either of her shoulders. She starts to fall off the top of this tree, and she is going to hit the ground. It is about 20 feet. Well, maybe just over 20 feet, so she's going to take 2d10 falling damage. She takes 9 points of damage.
Ouch.
And she hits the ground. Gathwomp. Next up, it's her turn. She's laying on the ground there. She hit the ground. Doesn't look great. But then she starts to move, and you can see her picking herself up, Val, and she's just covered in mud, and she just screams at you, and as she does, she fires something off.
Ooh.
She's going to fire a firebolt at you, Val. Sorry.
Gentle Ben.
Gentle Ben.
Oh, he's gonna singe your fur.
She rolls a 13. Your armor class as a bear is 11, though you do have that. Did you return that wild skin armor?
I didn't, no.
All right, let's take a quick peek down memory lane here.
I meant to mention
that. You still have it, wild skin armor. When you do, your AC while you transform by the shape is equal to 14 plus your dexterity modifier. Okay, so your dex plus 2, so you have a 13. Yes. You're fine. Yeah, you're fine. She fires a firebolt at you, Val. It hits you, but it just kind of gets absorbed into these tufts of fur that just kind of make their way around the fireball, and then it goes out in a little poof of smoke. Next up, it's UGO.
Am I not stunned?
Oh, you are stunned. Yep. Next up is Luke. All right, Luke starts to climb up. You can see him behind you, Mordecai, climbing up one of the roots of the tree, and he kind of pulls himself up. He gets a bit of advantage on Madam Silverflint. And he targets her with Giovanni's crossbow. And what does he say, guys? What's a good one-liner? I kind of used my best one already.
That's for killing my dad.
Maybe this is more to the point,
yeah.
Mom.
Ooh, zing. It's an 11, so it misses. And she just kind of laughs at him.
The bolt is lodged into gentleman.
It's okay, kid. Next time.
Mordecai, you're concentrating?
Yeah, Mordecai's doing nothing
okay,
right now.
Okay, just focusing.
Just holding that arcane power.
Yeah.
All right, Val, it's your turn.
Oh,
Revenant.
Baby.
Revenant.
I just go full bear on this lady here, so. Try
poetic justice, rip her head off.
Ooh.
Man, Bear Ben is cool.
You're saying bite for last then, eh, Gio?
I don't know, just follow your heart, man. Ask yourself, what would Bear Ben do?
Yeah, sure.
The world is your canvas.
Yeah, you know what?
So is this tree
now. We'll give it the claws first here. So, just a 10 to hit.
10 misses.
Okay. And we're going to go with the bite. Ooh, critical fail.
Yep, roll that critical fail table. See if you drop your teeth.
See if my teeth fall
He loses a claw.
Trip.
Okay, roll dex.
Bear dex. How fast is my bear? 6.
You go and you barrel over at Madam Silverflint, and you start scraping down at her with your claws, but she just kind of pulls herself out of the waves of the claws, even as you are, like, over top of her. You go to reach, and you try to bite down on her, and you miss her again. Instead, you get a mouthful of root. You start pulling on it, thinking that it's her, and you end up just pulling yourself onto your side, and you kind of pull your neck a little bit. It's really awkward and uncomfortable, but you are now, like, you've fallen over, and you're no longer on top of her. Instead, it is now her turn. She's going to turn to you, and she reaches out with her hands and grabs onto you.
Ah.
Things are going to get a little bit desperate here. Let's...
I can see that.
Somebody wants a bear skin.
Yeah, she does. You start to feel electricity channel out through her hands and directly into your body.
Ooh.
She rolls a 15.
First and an
on. Which I believe doesn't beat your wild skin armor, which is 16.
That won't do it.
So that misses. I got to hand it to her, though, for trying to go toe-to-toe with a brown bear.
I respect her moxie, actually.
All right, next up, it's UGO.
Can I use Lay on Hands as a bonus action? Have I ever done that before or no? No, I don't even care. I'm feeling lucky. I'm going to run and just kill this witch.
Okay.
With my longsword.
Okay.
Let's roll for attack, and I'm going to hit her with a Divine Smite, too. 13?
13 hits.
Whoa, okay. That's fun. For 6 damage plus a 9.
Okay.
So 15. Attack 2. It's just a normal attack. I think I've used all my spell slots. 24 to hit.
You know, that weird, that one doesn't hit.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, that hits.
10 damage.
So she is unarmed and doesn't have any armor on her. So you just kind of run up to her and just start butchering into her body, slicing at her. And she's not looking good. She tries to move around to try and, like, maybe not get so vitally cut up, but you can see that she's certainly out of her element here as you barrel into her and start just slashing away. It's honestly pretty gruesome. I mean, the bear was gruesome, but the bear was bad at it. You were good at it, and it's pretty gruesome, so... So here she is getting cut up, and she is not looking good. There is blood just about everywhere around her.
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Repent and be saved.
All right.
Are you taking deathbed confessions for the object?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take whatever I can get for the object.
We always take deathbed confessions.
We'll take whatever.
You're like,
we'll take whatever you got.
Baptizing people after they die.
Perfectly legitimate practice. Yeah. What the issue
okay.
That is.
All right.
Does she react to my plea for sanity?
She kind of grimaces, but does not look compelled to maybe convert at this moment.
Well. See you in objective hell.
Okay, next up is Timmy. Timmy runs up. He kind of makes his way out of the side of your vision. You can see him running past you now, Mordecai, along the boughs of the branches of the roots of the tree. There we go. Awesome. He runs up. Well, he's got to pull out this crossbow. And last time, he says,
eat shit and die.
I got eat shit and die.
I'm out of one-liners except for this one.
And he shoots. He rolls a 20.
Nice.
20 hits. He does 10 damage. He hits her square in the head, and she falls back onto the ground.
Nice. Yo, I love that Timmy got the last clap.
Like,
that's just poetic justice, man.
What can I say? I used to shoot my father's crossbow around the yard.
And then he does that. He accidentally fires off a shot into the bow of the tree, and it just kind of almost hits his foot there. It's pretty cute.
Adorable.
I'll have that back now.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, mister. Gotta get me one of those.
Just throws it at me. It's loaded. It shoots and just, like, buries another bolt into the corpse.
Oh, I think I... it's kind of gruesome. I'm weirdly good at this. Huh. I don't think nobody planned for this to happen, definitely. That I would be so good at this.
Well, Timmy, is your other mom, or your other mom's dead?
Yeah.
Your dad's dead.
Yeah.
Your stepmom's dead.
Thanks for bringing that up again.
Do you want to join do you want to join a temple?
Geo. How about Geo? Wait a second. I think he might be the perfect ward for someone we know back home.
The creepy guy who runs the church?
No, Joel. The man could use the help.
I was gonna say a Renlin cadet.
Room.
Board.
Thanks for the offers, sirs, but, you know, I guess I'm a baron now, so...
And so is this land.
I was next in line. Oh. Zing.
Oh.
Guess you got a good thing going here,
it's
kid.
It's a baron. You're fine.
Cool.
Hey, thanks for killing my stepmom. That was super cool of you guys.
Well, you technically killed her, so...
Well, tomato, tomato.
You're under arrest for mom slaughter. That's the freeze frame.
Hey, thank you to everyone who joined us for our Halloween special. It was so great to have you here. We have lots more material on the way. We're starting season 4, so that's kind of exciting. And the first episode's already recorded, so you'll be able to hear that pretty shortly. Thank you to our patrons, Alan, Aaron, Ethan, Jason, and Seath. You guys make this possible and really help us know that our stuff is appreciated and liked, and we'd love to have you along on this journey. We'll see you guys next week for our next episode.